Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, if I can find it here. I mean, that's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 20th day of March, 2019, the first day of spring. Man, it's just, wow, the time. The time is passing, people, and man, the enemy is on the move. I mean, at full blast, and seems like we're just sitting still. Anyway, I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the climate basin, and the glaciers are a-melting. Thank God. Jeez. What a nasty, nasty end of the winter it has been. Again, we'll announce there will be a new call-in number starting March 27th. That's March 27th, so get ready to write it down. That's March 27th. The call-in number will change to 712-770-5597. The access code will be the same, 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that number will be 712-770-5597, and the access code will remain the same, 220029, and then the pound sign. Let's see what we're going to start off with here. Hey, man, I seen this one coming. Australia. Where the fuck is that? Well, that's next to Wyoming, right? Australia? Wyoming? Somewhere in there. I know it's part of us, it's part of the United States, because evidently it must be. Australia's Prime Minister calls for global social media restrictions after Christchurch shootings. This is from CNBC, sent in by Galen. We're definitely going to get into this when we return.
Let's go hang out in a mall. All a mall. Smoke is born. Let's go hang out in a church. We'll go find lunch. We'll haul mass down through the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money? Is it fame? Or were they always this lame? It's a crazy.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Australia's Prime Minister calls for global social media restrictions after Christchurch shooting. This is from CNBC. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Oh, wow, man. I mean, they passed all them laws and still people are watching that goddamn video. You need a one world government to stop something like that now, don't you? Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called for a local crackdown on social media after footage of last Friday's mosque attacks, false fucking flag, phony son of a bitch, in Christchurch, New Zealand, was live-streamed on Facebook, calling into question the extent to which the world's biggest tech giants can successfully monitor their platform. The world's? How about this? We pull your fucking license in the United fucking States, you dirty son of a bitches. You cannot violate our first article right with international law, foreign law. The highest authority in this fucking country is supposed to be, not that it is supposed to be the Constitution for the little U, United Big S States of the Americas. And the absolute law is the authority of the people through the Bill of Rights. You have no fucking authority. Well, this corporation, hell, we're victims of fraud. We have a fraudulent fucking cabal sitting in our highest seats of power controlled by the fucking Israeli Zionists who just think they can, well, you know, I've been watching people using legal and, you know, illegal, illegal, and all this. Illegal and legal, we're going to talk about that. Now, see, they put down a piece of goddamn legislation that blatantly violates the Bill of Rights. You read that legislation and they act on that legislation just like that legislation says. They say that's legal. Or they write down a legislation that violates a right and you exercise that right in contrast to their legal so-called legislation, then that's illegal, but it's lawful because the law stands before their fucking legal ease. The fact is that whatever this agreement would be, I see they're going to talk about the G20. Where they all get together, the international corporate elite, the international corporate mafia for their sit-downs. I'll tell you what, go ahead and enter into this goddamn agreement, corporation, you fraudulent motherfuckers. It'd just be another prima facie piece of evidence. It's just to make your trial short and your hanging as quick as possible. In a letter to Japan, fuck, what the fuck is all this shit? Japan, New Zealand, what the fuck? We're the United States of these Americas, consisting of 50 fucking states. And that is our sovereign fucking, that is our sovereign lands under our sovereign law. And the sovereign law in this country is the will of the fucking people. It is the jurisdiction and the authority of the people. And in the 9th article of our Declaration of Our Rights, which was law before it was ever added to your phony fucking constitution, not created by the people, created by the Masonic elite. Well, there's just not 9th article doesn't allow you any authority to enter into any such agreement to violate the first article of our fucking Bill of Rights, you dirty son of a bitches. And it's just like anything else. Enact it. And we will defy it. And then you can come and try and enforce it and we'll fucking blow your asses away. That's how it works. That's where we're at. This isn't fucking rocket science. Just like it wasn't rocket science back in 1775. You say you're gonna fucking subjugate us, we say you're not. In a letter to Japan's Prime Minister, Shinzo Morrison asked the G20 chair to make the issue central to the world's leaders' upcoming summit at Osaka in June. You're going to go off in a foreign fucking land and you think you're going to legislate something, violation of my fucking Bill of Rights and violation of that 9th article and violation of the people's authority who own this motherfucking piece of real estate? Get with it, corporation. Get with it. More prime. Like I said, it's all, there ain't going to be shit. A 5-minute trial is all it's going to just hand a fucking stack of papers. This is what they did. Here's the 9th article. Did they have the authority? No. Is that usurpation? You goddamn right it is. Is it sedition? You goddamn right it is. Is it treason? You goddamn right it is. The fucking prosecution rests. And then you can come up and go, well, we wrote it down on a piece of paper. We was working under the 14th Amendment. Wait, hold it. Stop. Objection. 14th Amendment is also a violation of the 9th Article. We're not your fucking subjects, bitch. You're our fucking subjects, bitch. You're our fucking servants. You're our houseboys. Morrison shared the letter in a Twitter post on Tuesday. It is unacceptable. To who? To you, pencil. And you know this little prick, the person that's saying this, is a little piece of fucking shit that couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of fucking hammers, who couldn't roll a real freeman over if he was dead. But this little pencil neck prick, just like these fucking, this hog and all the rest of these fucking little children and shit that think they're going to fucking ride roughshod over an armed American population, whether you're about to get your comeuppance. It is unacceptable to treat the internet as an ungoverned space. Well, in the United States, it's unfucking governed. You can govern 10 square fucking miles, and you can't even do that because it was unlawful when you passed that act. When you brought the Admiralty onto our shores, you ceased to be a legitimate government and became a fucking illegitimate, fraudulent corporation. Traitors with a rope earned for each and every goddamn one of you. It is unacceptable. Fuck you, what you consider is unacceptable. You're unacceptable to us, you fucking spineless worm. It is imperative that the global community works together to ensure that technology firms meet their moral obligations to protect the communities which they serve and which they profit. Like I said, when that fucking shit goes down, it's just like the gun shit. You're going to have to come in and enforce it. And you know what, Bill, I got this another article coming up talking about Bill Gates, $100 fucking billion, like anybody made that kind of money fucking honestly doing anything. And all the son of a bitch ever did in his life was sign his fucking Jew fucking ass sucking name. Well, I don't know what to tell you. You ain't going to be doing no business. You're going to be broke. You're going to be impoverished, and you're going to be landed on the fucking shores of Somalia. Hey, this one here, I want to deport. I want to take him over there where he's been sterilizing the people of Africa. Slipping them in the vaccine, killing them with vaccines. They know about this shit. Sweet baby Ray's, a bottle of sweet baby Ray's tied around his fucking treasonous neck, tossed off on the shore and said, enjoy. Enjoy, you people. Go protect. We ain't your communities. We're not your fucking property, you corporate piece of shit. We will put every fucking one of you 6 foot under. And believe it, because it's going to fucking happen. Facebook and Alphabet's YouTube are among those who have have faced heavy criticism after their failure to block video. You don't block nothing from an American national. We can look at any fucking thing we want. We can talk about any fucking thing we want. It's called freedom of speech and freedom of assembly and freedom of our fucking press, of which we are. We can report on anything that is the news. And by God, that's news. It's a false flag. That's why they're doing this shit. It ain't like the old days before the internet when they just went in the papers and by God, that's just what happened. Oh, the God, this stuff's a terrible thing. Whatever they need, we got to make it. It ain't like that no more. When you fucking run your fucking phony ass productions, you got fucking 100 million fucking eyes looking at it from different angles and seeing where the fuck ups are. You're too much fucking, there's too many people, there's too many fucking people who investigate what's going on. And they see all your fucking mistakes, all your fucking failures, because you have elevated the stupidest, most retarded, ignorant fucking people to the top. They're the ones advising you. They're the ones telling you how to build these piss poor fucking false flag fucking videos. That's why you had to get rid, didn't want nobody to look at it. Man, if they just couldn't look at our false flags, all they could do is just read our narrative, and that'd be the way it is. Well, I bet we're way past that, asshole. We know that every fucking word that comes out of your mouth is a fucking lie. We know that everything you do is a lie. We know if you say something, you mean 180 degrees, just like Katie put in her comment. That was good. Katie, I was going to say something about that. Is 180 degrees from the truth of what you intend to do. It's too late. The truth is on the loose. Facebook confirmed on Monday that a live stream video apparently showing, see, I love this, apparently showing last week's, no, it wasn't, it was a fucking, it was Grand Theft Auto, that's a fucking, a piss poor goddamn job, like I said. It was somebody, it was a mix of Grand Theft Auto with a fucking, a drill, one of their fucking terrorism drills. That's what it was. I've looked at it again, that's what it fucking was. With the gun and everything. If none of you have ever watched somebody play fucking Grand Theft Auto or the, what the fucking war game they got, that new one, it was so real. I want somebody to play it. I've never played any of those games like that, but I've watched people play them. And, World Wars or some kind of shit like that. But I mean, it is goddamn, I'm telling you, you wouldn't know the difference. They know that. And even at that, the way they did it, they did such a piss poor job. I mean, they're used to dealing with a fucking mass of morons. They're used to only, see, all they have to figure they have to, fool is the 25% that are stupid enough to go along with this for one more second. And that 25% is made up of those sucking ass of the fucking, they don't want rid of that 14th Amendment. They love the fact that they are put in a higher position than their brother standing next to them, because they are willing to suck ass, join secret societies, join the dirty church, and have all the advantages that come with that. You know, the inside. To get a job on, get the inside, you get to drive the brand new truck. You get to have money in the fucking bank. You get to own a house. Well, no, you don't own a house. You don't own shit. You don't even own the clothes you got on. But you get to pretend like you're somebody when you are the lesser, because you had to depend on that. You had to depend on a fraud to gain what you got. And you know, if that fraud goes away, it's going to be an even playing field, and fuck, you ain't even in the game because you are inept. During the live stream itself, the video was viewed fewer than 200 times, but views racketed up after news of the attack broke. The footage was later shared on platforms, including YouTube and Twitter. See, when Katie sent us that link, we tried to go to the one that, you know, they say, oh, use the alternates, because they're all the same. They wouldn't get to have a fucking, a platform like YouTube, or I don't know what the one we've been using to put ours up since fucking YouTube, you know, took one of our videos down. So we just, you know, fuck it, we'll go do this one here. We don't give a shit. But then, they got them all because they're all international. See, this is the one world order. This is the fucking international corporate mafia trying to codify their fucking rule over this fucking planet. And see, everything's pretty well in place except these fucking Americans, these armed son of a bitch and arrogant fucking Americans. And there's enough of them to fucking wipe them out, and they know it. See, they can't fool us. So what they would try to do, this is a breaking in communications. What they're trying to do is break our communication prior to attack. This is fucking Sangsu 101. But it ain't gonna fucking work. It's too fucking late. We held you long enough. Those people that did put their shoulder to the wall, that sacrificed their whole fucking lives to pushing back until the fucking moronic fucking general public could get to, well, goddamn, I guess what those tin hat wearers have been saying all these years was goddamn true, and I'm the son of a bitch that needs a dunce hat on for being so fucking stupid as to believe it. During the live stream itself, the video was viewed, the footage later shared on platforms. Facebook said on Saturday that it removed 1.5 million videos of the attack in the first 24 hours. After it was originally live streamed. When we posted, the fucking mandamus, we could put the graph up and show you. The mandamus goes up, Facebook disappeared. The next day, it was gone. And I guarantee you there has been a fucking concerted effort to remove that piece of information from the fucking internet too. Because I'll tell you what, people, no matter what, you know what these fuckers are. And you know, the mandamus is correct. The fight is fucking plain and clear. The 14th Amendment versus the 9th Article. the people's authority versus the fucking fraudulent authority of a fucking corporation that cannot exist because we are guaranteed a republic. That's what was ratified. You see, just like this shit right here, they're going to, you know, I heard him talking this morning about, oh, change the structure of the Supreme Court. Well, how are they going to do that? Well, we're going to, legislators are going to get together and the Congress is going to pass it and the Senate's going to fucking pass it and the President's going to sign it and then we will have changed the structure of the Supreme Court, a branch of the fucking government. What happened to Article 5? It required that you had to, if you wanted to change anything in the base form of this government within the founding papers, you had to go through Article 5 and you had to, it had to be ratified by the several states. And before it could be added to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights could never be touched because the Ninth Article forbade it, forbids it today. Says what it says now, just like it said when the day it was fucking ratified by the last state necessary. When it was ratified by that last state necessary, before it was added as amendments to that fucking phony ass Masonic Constitution, it was the law of this fucking land. And it still remains the law of this fucking land, and these dirty son of a bitch and treasonous, seditious pieces of garbage are in fucking violation of that law. And that is treason. And that is sedition, and that is a fucking capital offense. Gotta enforce it, though. Facebook said on Saturday that it removed 1.5 million videos of the attack in the first 24 hours after it was originally live streamed. Facebook said 1.2 million of those videos were, quote, were blocked at upload. And that's what they did when we tried to upload it to that other one. That's why we just had to go on the link. Reddit, Twitter, and YouTube also tried to move quickly to remove content related to the shooting. So what these cocksuckers want to do, people, make no mistake. Oh, just like that Agenda 21 shit led fucking international law legislated on. No. No government ever had any authority over with the people of the United States. The only authority over us was the common law and us and one another. The common law jurisdiction. And it was forbidden for our servants who were put there for one fucking purpose. And that was to protect that goddamn freedom, that liberty, that right to own allodial property. It was forbidden for them. If you had the legitimate fucking United States fucking government still in place today, it would still, that government could not sign on to anything like this because it would be a violation of the First Article, violation of the Ninth Article, violation of the Tenth, and when you violate them, you violate the whole fucking package because it's all done without due process of the law, which the government cannot participate in. Only the people can decide what our fucking law is and what the limitations or lack thereof are what the comparison, if you have one right that goes up against another right, only a common law jury can decide that. A common law jury can say, government, you are fucking done. Get your remove. We order you removed. But you'd have to have the common law courts. That's why it was done sneaky. They didn't just take the common law courts all out in one day. They had started in 1868. And in the late 70s into the early 80s, they finally finished the process of removing the common law courts and the people's fucking avenue for enforcing their fucking law other than the Second Article. That's why the Second Article's there. You take away our right to do things peaceably, to grab any fucking one within our borders that is an American. I don't care if you're the fucking president. I go up, I can arrest your fucking ass in the common law, which is higher than any fucking government authority. The government authority can't even talk about our fucking rights, let alone fucking infringe and violate them, deny and disparage. Okay. Why aren't we deporting illegal aliens who already have deportation orders? Told you so. I mean, this is just like a day-to-day told you so from the fucking 2 days before. But this goes way back to even the fucking Trump's lies, you know, during the election, where every one of them is going to be removed, even the DACA ones. On the first day, I'm getting rid of DACA, and then we're going to, everyone has to leave. Even the DACA ones, every one of them's got to leave. And what did we tell you? What did I tell you? I said, not one fucking one of them's going anywhere, people. I mean, and it wasn't like I'm some kind of fucking clairvoyant that's fucking reading the future. I can just fucking, I've lived it for all my life. I've watched it over and over and over and over again. No. None of them's moving, going nowhere. They're being brought here on purpose. They're not going to remove any of them. They're being brought here for a reason. It's, like John pointed out a long time ago, like the Romans, they said, you know, they bring an army against you. You know, they're looking to fight for conquest, maybe fucking for riches or raiding or what have you. They bring the fucking families. They're looking to fucking take your fucking country away from you and reoccupy it. And that's what this is. This is a recolonization force we're looking at. We were told by the legal professional, oh, by the way, this is from Conservative Review. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. We were told by the legal profession that nothing can be done to block bogus asylum seekers from entering our country en masse. Well, yeah. All it would take was one fucking signature. You know, your knight in shining armor that we just needed to give a chance on his white charger? All the dirty lined fork-tongue, parasitic, son-of-a-bitchin', Jew-ass, sucking bastard has to do is just sign a piece of paper like he did to get us out of that goddamn Iran treaty. Just sign a piece of fucking paper, and there's no more refugees coming in. Sign us out of that treaty. But that is not what the fucking intent is now, is it? No more than he was going to sign an executive order ending DACA. No more than he planned for one of these fucking slave laborers and the goddamn foreign forces of MS-13 gang members and shit, just like turning the savages loose on the frontiers during the first, uprising that was hijacked and made a revolutionary war, just like turning the savages loose on the fucking frontier. To terrorize the fucking people. That's why they're being brought in here, and they're not going back. Not a one of them. We'll get back into this as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5 FM, Shiloh, state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1234 Pacific Time. That was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is about how we feel every Wednesday come around here. Oh, man. Why aren't we deporting illegal aliens who already have been deportation orders? Oh, we were here. See, we'll just start at top because we didn't get far. We are told by the legal profession that nothing can be done to block bogus asylum seekers from entering our country en masse. And we talked about that. Obtaining catch and release and remaining here pending the outcome of a court decision that may be years in coming. But why is the DHS not at least deporting those who already went through this tedious process and have been ordered to be deported? I wonder why. Doing so would not only help eliminate public charge and potential gang members and drug runners for MS-13, it would deter the current and future wave waiting at the Conveyor Belt, whatever in the hell they had, Conveyor Belt, through Mexico from making the trip north. According to new data obtained by the Immigration Reform Law Institute via a FOIA request, there are 644,488 illegal aliens remaining in our country who have already been served final deportation orders. And those are just from the top four countries of origin, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. The IRLI shared much more data with CR, the total number of illegal aliens who remain in the country despite final deportation orders is 1,009,550. In addition, there are roughly 1.1 million others from those four countries who have pending final orders, in quotation marks, and are close to receiving deportation orders. Those with pending final orders are usually individuals who have already been ordered deported by immigration judges, but are appealing their case to the Bureau of Immigration Appeals. We're financing all these goddamn foreign, these goddamn Star Chamber courts to keep the dirty cocksuckers in. None of them are going out. Not even the fucking MS gang members, people. Not one, just like we told you. The BIA, the appellate body of the DOJ's Administrative Immigration Courts, that is a total of 1.7 million illegal aliens from Mexico and Central America with final or near final orders of deportation. Those numbers are as of June 2018, right before the largest surge in Central America. That means there are way more of them now. Americans began over that summer and intensified in the fall of 2018 and winter of 2019. The total number of those ordered deported or with pending deportation orders for nationals of all countries of origin are 2.55 million people. Putting aside the debate over admission at our front door, shouldn't there be comprehensive effort to empower and direct ICE to begin deporting as many of these people as possible? No, because that was never the intent. We're just sending resources down there to coddle them and take care of them while our people sit in fucking shithole goddamn tent cities across this fucking country going hungry. The entire reason why Central Americans are now coming in record numbers is because they know that even though their flawed asylum claims will ultimately be rejected, so long as they obtain entry and are released pending the court dates, they will not be deported. But there is nothing reasonable keeping us from carrying out deportation orders that have already been issued. Wow. Man, they put one of their fucking Star Chamber court orders on you. And you weren't, and you didn't, weren't in compliance with their unlawful fraudulent orders by the date on the piece of paper. And you get a fucking SWAT team up your ass, wouldn't you? It's quite evident that if we begin deporting specifically Central American families and teenagers, it will stop the flow of newcomers. Exactly why they're not doing it. And we're spending billions to keep people that have already got deportation orders here, okay? And we're still sending the money. They're still collecting the welfare. They still got the housing. They still got they still got what belongs to you and me. By my count, there have been close to 1 million Central American family members and unaccompanied teens who have come since 2013. Very few have been deported. In fiscal year 2017, only 1.1% of non-Mexican family unit aliens have been repatriated, and only 1.8% of non-Mexican unaccompanied alien minors have been repatriated. Those are pretty good odds to bank on for people seeking to flee poverty and enter the protection of America. What if we began to deport the 450,976 Central Americans with final deportation? What the fucking, what? Deportation, he's got a deportation order? Shove it up your American ass. And accelerated the cases of the 715,930 who are close to final deportation orders. If we prioritize both DOJ adjudicative resources and ICE deportation resources for these people more than for anyone else. No, where all the money's being spent on fucking accommodating them and bringing them in and paying Mexico $4.1 billion to help them across Mexico and giving a fucking Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras $5.6 billion to put the caravans together to march across Mexico and come on into our fucking country, where even if they get a deportation order, fuck you. It would immediately send the signal back to the next wave in Central America that we actually enforce our laws. What, the first place, what is the first lesson we learned, dear people? There is no fucking law. We have our Bill of Rights as a people, our authority as a people, our guns as a people. That's all that's fucking left, and we better get to using all three. I mean, how many can we take before they just overwhelm us and outnumber us? No matter how good we are, no matter how fucking vicious fighters we are, there are 7 billion people on this planet. They will eventually overwhelm you. They're already coming in and they're going to vote in your elections. Goddamn, they're passing laws. And a foreigner can vote in your fucking election. I mean, this is laughable. It would be laughable if it wasn't the destruction of a fucking the freest nation that ever existed on this planet. According to Thomas Homan, a former ICE associate director in the Obama administration, ICE should do a nationwide operation to locate, arrest, and remove those who have entered the U.S. illegally, including family units who have had their due process, which they have no fucking right to because they are not Americans. Go down to fucking Mexico and tell them you have a right to due process. Well, you do. The Mexican due process is called, they put you in a jail, beat the hell out of you, send pictures of you beat to hell to your fucking relatives and extort thousands of dollars out of them if you're lucky to get you out of that goddamn hellhole. Oh, but you don't talk about that, do ya? Lost their cases and have been ordered removed by a judge. Star Chamber judge or not, said Homan in a statement to CR. But see, that's what it is. They know these are Star Chamber judges. They know these judges have no fucking authority actually over the sovereignty of this fucking nation. And we, the people, are sitting here because we're just letting it happen. The people that do have the authority are not fucking kicking their asses out. That's us. If a final order issued by a federal judge doesn't mean anything, and it doesn't, if you're fucking, I mean, because they're claiming a fucking, well, see, the ones that are backing this, the communists backing this, they'll go back, you know, like the mandamus we wrote, and, except they'll say that these people have these fucking rights when they don't. Only American nationals have these rights. There was one fucking exception made for the original fucking people that were here that were of British citizenship after the so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacking of the uprising. But these were nationalized. These people could be nationalized because you had to do it because they were British and they became Americans. That was the only time that was fucking supposed to happen. This country belonged to the people who won it. And the only way it could be removed from them was through a due process of the fucking law. And that, hence, it couldn't be removed by no fucking government. The government sure as hell couldn't sell it off and underneath us. Now, could they? But then Jefferson did say that we would wake up fucking homeless on the continent that our fathers conquered, didn't he? I guess, goddamn, all this prophecy is coming true. And it isn't executed, then there is no integrity in this entire system. No integrity? No, really? Say it ain't so. Of course, in general, it makes sense for ICE to prioritize the deportations of the 2 million known criminal aliens. But it is well worthwhile to divert resources for a few months to deport those who are fueling the current boundless immigration. It's not a boundless migration. It is an fucking invasion, the way they go back and forth with this. Pretty, I mean, they went from fucking illegal alien. Oh, God, that's racist. Why? No, that's nationalist. It's not racist. It's nationalist. They are illegal aliens. They entered the country illegally. They are taking what belongs to the American nationals unlawfully. There I am doing it myself, huh? No, it's unlawful, you motherfuckers. You never had the goddamn authority to do it. The Ninth Article forbade it. Still does. Why does it seem like Central American families are being treated like a protected class over and above even the benefits that the radical judges are conferring on them, to the point that we are not even bothering to deport those who already have gone through the process? We did that about 3 years ago, and it had a significant impact on illegal border crossings, said Homan, remembering how even Obama eventually shut down the first wave of Central American teens and began in 2013-2014. It worked to slow down the surge in subsequent years, fiscal year 2015 and 2016, for those in Central America that knowingly entered the U.S. in violation of law to take advantage of the loopholes. Loopholes is what they call it. Loopholes, people. There are no loopholes in the fucking Bill of Rights. It is just flat being fucking, it is being, the laws are being broken. And that is high fucking treason. It is punishable by fucking death. They need to realize that we are a nation of law. We're a nation of fucking corporate policy under that 14th fucking amendment, 14th fucking amendment that is in direct violation of the true law in this country, the superior law in this country, which is the law of the people, which is the Bill of Rights. And after you have been afforded due process, at great taxpayer expense, you must abide by these decisions of our court system. So they send you the deportation order, and they go, I got my deportation order. These fucking Americans wad it up and throw it in the fucking trash and go on about their business. You try doing that as a fucking American national that these cocksuckers have absolutely no authority over. See what happens to you. There are a total of 1.7 million individuals who have already exhausted all their options to game our loopholes. And there are no such thing as loopholes. It's called subject matter. These fucking policies are written in subject matter. They have no fucking force of law on the people of these United States. But these are loopholes, you see. That's how they're getting in. God, they really want to stop them. But these goddamn loopholes that they put there. What is the loophole? It is something written in subject matter that can be interpreted by one of their star chamber judges to mean anything they want it to mean. That's what it is. True law is written in fact that can only be fucking interpreted one fucking way, just like our Bill of Rights. One way. Pursuant to law, my ass, they must be deported, yet enough illegal aliens to fill up the entire city of Philadelphia remain in this country against the will of the American people. So fucking what? What about the will of the American people? They're our fucking subjects. They'll just fucking move over. You get out of that house. We got somebody that'll fucking work for a bowl of fucking beans and a burrito a day. We're not going to fucking pay you to work to manufacture your own fucking resources that we're stealing from you. And we're not going to ship them overseas to have our slave laborers do it anymore. They're going to do it right fucking here. We're not going to pay that shipping expense. Got it? How is it that in 1954, President Eisenhower directly and indirectly removed over 1 million illegal aliens in just a few months without any lawfare? Yet we don't have the resources to remove the millions with final deportation orders. We just don't have the resources, people. We got the resources to send $4.1 billion to fucking Mexico to aid in the invasion of our country. We had $5.6 billion to send to fucking, this is in the last, just in the last fucking omnibus spending bill, to send to fucking El Salvador, fucking Guatemala and Honduras to put the caravans of fucking invaders together and bring them across Mexico in comfort so we could get them here and get them processed and get them to the free Walmart as fast as fucking possible. To displace the American nationals in this goddamn country. Hey, fucking, we fight this or we fucking going to lose this country. You better start doing something, people. Deportation orders of the 2 million known. Listen to this. Yet we don't have the resources to remove the million with final deportation orders or the 2 million known criminal aliens. Oh, goddamn, that was what they were emphasizing. That was Trump, and I mean, he's all over it, right? Your white knight? I'm going to read that again. Yet, we do not have the resources to remove the million with final deportation orders or the 2 million known criminal aliens, and certainly not both. Where there is a will, there is a way. No. Where there is fucking blatant fucking takeover of your fucking government, the way is you are a fucking subject and they're bringing in people to displace you, to kill you. Yeah, I'll guarantee you those son of a bitches from El Salvador, Guatemala and Honduras, they'll have no problem shooting you. They're fucking Guatemalan nationals. They are Honduran nationals. They are El Salvadorian nationals. And they have no problem putting a bullet in American nationals. They couldn't get American nationals. They couldn't get us to kill one another. So they're bringing in a fucking Pope's little brown army from the fucking South. And they're bringing in the Chinese. And they're bringing in the Indians. And they're bringing in people who don't have no problem fucking killing an American national because they hate our fucking guts. They hate our fucking guts because we built what their stupid asses couldn't. Everything that any of these countries have is come from our fucking minds, has come from our free fucking minds. Because we had freedom of thought. That's how come we were number one. But we're letting it all go, and we're letting it all go without cause. We don't have to. It's going to go down in the annals of history. It's unbelievable. People look back on it and go, wow. That many people with that many fucking guns let children fucking take their fucking country. A group of children. I got to think about how the fucking people in Cambodia felt with the Khmer Rouge came into power. And the little children walking around pointing out, oh, yep. They killed everybody who wore glasses. Or, you know, if the parent spoke out and the kid heard it, the kid was, I mean, that was the power in the fucking household. You didn't say, I mean, you might have been to God Almighty, look what they've done to us, you Cambodian. But, man, if your kid heard you, oh, he's going to run down, he's going to tell the local commissar. And your ass was going out into the killing fields. Onward and upward. It took just 5 minutes for Texas border agents to grab more than 400 illegal immigrants on Tuesday from this is from the Blaze that was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches worldreport.com. And I was, I listened to a report the other day on the Stupid Box that said, you know, all these numbers we look at, remember, they're getting 1 in 3. This is the ones, I mean, the rest of them are just, they're coming in, but if they get caught somewhere along the way, you know, and they're coming on into the country, bringing the dope, whatever the fuck they want to do, and go on and you know, stealing people's social security numbers, getting fucking new trucks, new gold teeth, they're fucking living the life of Riley. But they're only getting the big numbers, these huge numbers, these shocking numbers. That's only one in three. How many are here, people? How many are you going to let get behind you? How many invaders are you going to allow to fucking form up into your goddamn country before you even fire a shot? That's the question. Anyway, this is from The Blaze, sent in by Misty for a discussion. I'm from TheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Border Patrol agents in El Paso, Texas, nabbed more than 400 illegal immigrants on Tuesday in the span of 5 minutes. In the span of 5 minutes, they're pouring over people as that phony, lying son of a bitch, that carnival barker stands up there and acts like, well, we're on it, man. We're going to declare a state emergency and we're going to argue about it and go to the courts and stuff. Meanwhile, they're pouring across. How many until there's too many of us for them just to kill them out of here before they overwhelmingly outnumber us? In Korea, the Chinese, they would send they would send just waves and waves of people. I mean, a person defending a position would have two or three fucking rifles and a machine gun, a couple of machine guns, and you have to switch the barrels out to cool them down, and they're fast as they can fucking move, shooting those fucking guns, and they would just finally just overrun them like ants. How many invaders are you going to allow inside these fucking borders before you fucking start fighting? The agents approached and apprehended two large groups within 5 minutes of each other early Tuesday morning. The number of people from both groups total over 400. The first group apprehended contained 194 immigrants. They're not immigrants. They're fucking invaders. Man, that was that word thing. I remember him talking about it. It's just like with the gun confiscation. We got to quit calling it gun control. We got to change the terminology. It's gun safety. It's got to be safety. We just keep saying it over and over again. Pretty soon it's gun safety. And it's just like these illegal alien invaders. You keep calling it immigrants. Just keep calling it. No, they're not fucking immigrants. They are invaders. While the second group contained about 552 invaders. 252 invaders. Both groups were said to be illegally crossing the border in two separate areas in El Paso. Federal officials said both groups were comprised of both adults and children from Central America. That they bring them kids over here. I've seen the report. And then they take the kids back down there because they're the escort. They come up front. They're the front line of the attack on the American to take out the baddest country on planet fucking Earth with the most armed fucking people the biggest army to ever exist. The armed population of this country, they're sending the kids on the front line. Oh, because of dumbass fucking America. Well, if they're kids, there's nothing we can do. Those stupid fucking Germans. They could have conquered the world. They should have just sent kids first. They should have just sent the kids first. And then, those are our kids. You can't separate us. So we're just coming on in, and then they get there, and send the kids back over and get another big group. Now this is my dad, my grandpa, and my brother, and my mom, and my dad, and all. And I'm the kid. This is fucking insanity, people. And I think the nation has to be. I mean, who but the 25% of the industrialists that are fucking making bank? We're going to hit this other article just because of that. But the point on that one's pretty goddamn clear. Let me see if I can find it here. Must have been another article I was reading. But at any rate, we'll go on to another article. Why not? Bill Gates becomes the second person in the world to be worth $100 billion, along with Jeff Bezos from the Daily Mail, sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion. I'm from TheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Bill Gates has followed Jeff Bezos to become the world's second centi-billionaire. Now, fucking people, goddamn it, any fucking moron has to know that this son of nobody, this is more wealth than, it's absurd. It is absurd. If the country belonged to all of us, right, and these people are just, a few among us, but they fucking set up their secret societies, their dirty church cabal, their Masonic dirty church cabal, and they made sure, and they find, they work in secret, man. I mean, the good old boy system is alive and fucking well, and it always has been. But to make sure that one person, I don't believe in communism, but you tell me these fuckers ain't took more than their share of our fucking resources that belong to us all, and they have been removed without due process of the law. That $100 billion, if it came from the resources of this fucking country that belong to all of us. But we get a goddamn fucking bowl of food and a fucking, and a goddamn heating bill, and this son of a bitch gets, this is just 1 year. $100 billion. And this is how they set it up, so that they'd be these world oligarchs. They are like kings. And then they meet at places like the G20 and they decide, well, we're going to shut down free speech worldwide. If it's the only thing, obstacle in that they have to, when they, I guarantee you every fucking meeting when they're sitting there, it comes down to that fucking Bill of Rights. It comes down to that's the only fucking obstacle in our way. That Bill of Rights and those billion guns those goddamn Americans have and those 50 billion rounds of fucking ammunition or however many we got. That's got to be a trillion. Goddamn, we got ammunition for sure. Anyways, guys, I mean, shit, just more of the same, huh? $100 billion, this motherfucker, he's untouchable. He's one of those people that can't be jailed. He's over there committing genocide in other countries and wanting to fucking put this country under his. So you got to go up to him because you could bow down at that. Look at Bill Gates. Think about a man bowing down at that cocksucker's feet. I'd walk up and I'd slap him with an open hand so fucking hard. I guarantee you he'd hit the ground. He'd hold his face. He'd pee his fucking pants. But this son of a bitch, because of the manipulation and the lies of those dirty Zionist Jew bastards over there in Israel that are the true ones in control of this fucking country, through the fucking illegal, fraudulent corporation, oh, this here, you're going to bow to that son of a bitch. I think about the weak fucking panty-waist motherfuckers that ruled Europe all those years. I think about the movie Braveheart with the faggot son of Longshanks. Now, you know, you're a fucking freak queer. You couldn't crack a fucking egg if you're going to rule over men. Do you think so? Not if those men are willing to fight. And we better start getting our goddamn gander up over this fucking outrage that we have to look at every day. At the top of the hour, we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, East, 3 Eastern, with another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on PBFTT. Until then, let's get some fucking outrage going. That is The Word from the Trenches.